Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hi, friends, and welcome to the Papaya Podcast. I'm your hostess, trying her mostest, Sarah Nicole, and each week I'm going to be dishing out some sweetness mixed in with some seeds of wisdom or something like that. So get ready to get inspired, get candid, get real, because we are all in this digital space together. All right, I am so excited. Who is sitting on my couch here today?
Hi.
They're like dancing but not making sound.
Hello.
I have two people, and unfortunately, I was such a dummy and didn't have a third mic cord, so they're sharing a mic cord today. The lovely two ladies from Love Powered Co.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello, beautiful.
Okay, so Lindy and Anna, you guys are like mom bosses. You are changing the world in like the most simple but impactful way. Let me just take a moment to kind of give you a moment to kind of share your origin story. Tell us how this whole thing came about and tell us what the heck Love Powered is.
Well, first of all, thank you so much. And we think the same about you. So yeah, Love Powered was created in Anna's basement over a bottle of wine. And we have been friends for a while, but once we met, finally, after our paths were crossing so many times, and we just, I mean, my husband in university when we were just boyfriend, girlfriend, she used to serve him at the bar.
Yep.
we knew each other, but we knew of each other, but we didn't know each other. So finally, when we got together, we knew that we needed to be in business. It was just one of those dynamic energies. We just knew. And we started talking about what we wanted to create, what we wanted to bring out in the world. And both of us were on this pretty intense journey of spiritual enlightenment, I'd say, mm-hmm. personal development. One of the things that we were learning and what we were doing in our own house was positive I am affirmations. And
wait, hold on. What's a positive I am
that's
affirmation?
That's true, right? I just
never
assume everybody knows.
No.
So affirmations are basically, it's a stream of thought that's happening in your head all of the time. So
okay.
Our stream of thoughts, they can be affirming the good or they can be affirming the bad. So we are either talking to ourselves in the positive or negative all day long. I am not good enough. I am not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. Blah, blah, blah. Or we can replace it with, I am more than good enough. I am brilliant. I am beautiful. I am worthy. I'm going to take you back just a minute.
No, you do the thing. This is your origin story.
So when I was in my teens and 20s, I had some pretty intense anxiety. And the more I talk about it, the more I realize that although this is my story, it's not very unique to me because most women will go through a period of intense anxiety at some point in their life. And my doctors, they put me on meds and it turned me into a shell of a person. It was like took all my personality out of me. I'm not saying meds are bad for everybody, but for me, they were terrible.
You know why? I can't even take gravel without knocking out for 16 hours. So it's so important to note that for some people, it might be a really great experience. And for somebody else, it might not be. So that's totally fair.
For sure. And so they put me on several different ones. They didn't work until I learned the root of the problem. And for me, the root of the problem was that mean girl inside of my mind that kept taunting me, putting me down, holding me back. You know, really stopping me from stepping into my light, into my grace, into my greatness until I learned to tame her and change the way that she was speaking to me, mm-hmm. the anxiety persisted. But I did learn how to shift it. So I learned the power of affirmation. So basically, when I would be in one of those moments, and it all comes back to awareness, when I would be in one of those moments of Lindy, you're not good enough. You know, no one's going to want to hear that from you. Why do you think that you can do this or bring this to the world? I became so good at being aware of that negativity, stopping it in its tracks and replacing it with the antithesis. So that Lindy, you're not good enough. Why would anybody listen to you? I would be like, shut up. No.
Yeah.
I am good enough and I can make this happen.
It's so funny that you say that because I've said it a million times before, but I often refer to it as like a mental bully. Like what do we teach our kids? We teach them to walk away from bullies, to shut down the conversation and walk away. But we bully ourselves mentally all the time. But I've never heard it like placed like that. You said it way more eloquently than that. So,
oh, well, I don't know about that, but it just changed my life. So
wait, take that compliment. What do you say?
Thank
Sarah?
You. We're learning how to take a compliment. Thank you.
Oh my
you.
Gosh, I can't. I'm like the awkward person that's like, oh, cool. And you just like, how's your day?
We're working Move on along. It. That's one of the things Anna and I are working on.
Okay. So love that.
Affirmations for me changed my life. And Anna has a similar but different story. But when we got together, we were talking about all of the different amazing podcasts we were listening to the books we were listening to, the different tools we were using, affirmations being one of them, that really have been changing our lives for the better. And being parents, we started thinking about, okay, so we're unwinding,
fucking ourselves. I'm the one. I'm the bad cop.
You just handed it. I always start to swear.
Anna's the one that's allowed to swear. I don't know. She's the bad cop. I'm the good cop. I don't know how that happened.
That's just crazy. Oh my gosh, you guys kill me. I was like, what's happening? There's like a passing of a mic.
And she knew exactly what to say. So anyway, we're in, you know, our late 20s, early 30s, unfucking ourselves. And we're looking at our beautiful, clean slate children and we're thinking, how can we take all of this amazing, all of these amazing things that we're learning right now and make it digestible and approachable and easy to understand for a child who's a clean slate? And provide them with this information in a way that they can comprehend it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where Love Powered started.
That's amazing. So Anna, what is your story when it comes to positive affirmations?
Yeah, great question. So I grew up in an immigrant family. So the mentality was really work hard, get good grades, go to a great school, get a great job, climb the corporate ladder. So, you know, from my end, it was always this kind of fear mentality that I was raised with. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't go to a great school, you won't get a great job.
Right.
Or, you know, there's not enough money or there's not enough wealth or abundance. So, you know, I came from a loving home, but it was instilled in us, this kind of fear mindset around abundance and wealth and, you know, how you were going to grow up and what you were going to do. So from an early age, I knew I wanted to build a lot of wealth. And it wasn't for, you know, the things that I would buy, but it really was to live a good life and not worry about things.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember speaking to myself. I remember just walking down the street and being like, I am a millionaire. I am this. I am that. Like, I built this confidence for myself that I really used as I did those things that society deemed to be successful. So I kind of was a confident girl internally and externally, and then I became a mom. So when I became a mom...
Isn't that a humbling, yeah. Little humbling experience?
OMG, my confidence just, I don't know, disappeared. And I questioned everything I knew about myself. I questioned being a good mom. It was just the most, I don't know... Looking back, it was just the hardest thing I've ever gone through. You know, I've built businesses in the past. I had a great career, this and that. All that was piece of cake compared to becoming a mom. And so for me, this anxiety overcame me. And I was just always stressed out. I was always worrying about taking care of this little baby, about, you know, just making the baby survive, right? Like, so it just overwhelmed me. And that's when I went back to affirmations. So this is around the time Lindy and I connected, when my first was very young. And we said, you know, I'm back on this affirmation journey. I'm practicing my affirmations. It's making me feel better, but I still have a long way to go. And then as we started building Love Powered, it has been a part of my own healing journey in becoming more confident as a mom and in raising empowered little girls. So I do affirmations with my daughters every single day.
Every day.
Every day. Like my daughter, she's so sweet. So we talk about manifesting all the time.
Oh yeah, I love that word.
Oh,
I like to manifest Disney, but it hasn't happened yet. But I just like to put it out there every time I have a chance.
Let's put it out there. We'd like just to like manifest Disney. It too.
Manifesting Oprah.
Oprah.
Ooh.
So my daughter Maya sees a picture of Oprah, and I'm like, Maya, who's that? She's your best friend. I'm like, Maya, say universe, universe, universe. Oprah's inviting us to her house, and she says it, and I'm
oh
like,
oh my
amazing.
Gosh, this is amazing. So this if this ever happens, we'll be able to go all the way back to this and be like, look at the power.
Exactly. It works. So affirmations for me as a new mom, being innately quite a confident woman, just allowed me to find peace in motherhood. Mm-hmm. And I always go back to it because every day is different. There are ups, there are downs. But my healing, my calm comes from affirmations, mantras, gratitude. And so Love Powered Co, really, if we look at it, has been our own healing journey and yeah. will continue to be.
So let me kind of share my origin story with you guys, because if you guys can't see what's in front of us, but basically Love Powered has created these affirmation cards. Your first product, if I'm not wrong, is the one for kids, right? So years ago, you guys actually sent me a package. You did your little PR game on me and it worked so well. But you sent me a little package of the affirmation cards for kids. And it just happened to arrive right at the time that my daughter was going through some stuff at school. She'd been called fat, I think, 3 times that week or that month. I don't even recall. And it was trauma. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. I remembered it because it was almost like it was replaying my own childhood for me again. I remembered being called these things in like middle school, and it just all kind of flooded back. And then watching her go through it, I mean, I sat there and I hugged her while she sobbed, and I didn't know what to say. So we had these cards come in, and Gemma is a middle child, so she definitely loves like one-on-one attention. So I pulled her away into my room and shut the door and sat with her on my bed. And I'm like, listen, I was sent these and I'd love for you to kind of like go through them with me. Like, would you help me kind of like review this product, like setting it up in the sense that I wanted her to kind of look at it. And she started, and I don't even remember what the first card was, but she chose 3 and she went through them and she started reading like, I am beautiful. And then she started reading all these words out loud. And there was like a calm, I can't even describe it. There was a calmness that went over our room, and I'm just like sitting behind her, and I like took a couple pictures because I'm like tears streaming. I could see in that moment what it was doing for her, even though I kind of in the back of my head thought it was kind of fluff. Mm-hmm. I was just like, what? This is so powerful. And then, so that was a really, really cool. And we started like using that as part of her healing, and it was quite a neat experience. Then we, years later, you guys, or maybe it was a year later, you guys came out with the Femme collection.
Yeah, we
for
did.
Women.
That was, so we only launched in August of 2017.
Okay,
with Littles,
yes.
And then it was December we came out with Teens and Femme at the same time.
That's right. So I got the Femme collection. And again, I was like, oh, these are cool. Like, I love my friends. I'm going to share about it and stuff like that. And I opened the package and I pulled out a card, just like read it. And again, in the back of my head, I'm thinking, I'm okay. Like, this isn't something that I necessarily need, but like, I can understand why other people really love this stuff. But like, I'm too flighty for this. And like, I don't really meditate well. And like, I was just kind of talking like that. And I pulled out the first card and it said, I am safe. And then it started walking through these words around safety, and you guys can probably even have it here.
Yeah, we do have it here.
We do.
Okay, let's find the card because it is so – the moment I read it, I didn't realize – okay. Oh, that's what it was. Safety is my power. I am safe. I am secure. I am protected. I am eternally loved, guided, and cared for. I am safe. And then at the bottom, it always asks a little question. And this one says, can you remember a time when you knew you were safe? How did it feel? And it was so weird because like I literally took out the card and all I read was safety is my power. I am safe. And I just started to sob because it was coming at the end of this season of being like, feeling like I had to be such a warrior for everybody. I was like a single mom and I've got these kids and I just come out of this really long marriage that was like kind of tough. And there was a lot of layers to it. And then I read those words and it was just like, holy crap. Like I'm safe. I'm in a place where like I get emotional talking about it. Cause like I'm in a home with a husband and my 3 kids and we made it, like we're okay. And I read that card and I thought, holy crap, what you guys are doing. I'm so sorry. I always do this. what you guys are doing is like so much bigger. And it was in that moment that I was like, there's such a power to words.
Oh my gosh.
And to being able to say these things to ourselves. And it completely changed everything for me. And now I keep the cards in my bedroom and I just pull them out randomly every once in a while, because like sometimes life hits and I struggle with anxiety. Like mine's actually probably hormonally tied, but it pops up like really randomly for me. And it can really bring in those negative thoughts like a bull in a china shop, mm-hmm. of my brain and my heart. Mm-hmm. And these cards like have actually helped in tangible moments where I've needed these like really big pick-me-ups, and not even pick-me-ups, because it's not even that I've been necessarily kicked down yet. It's like that it's trying, that there's mm-hmm. like a fight happening and I'm determined to win it. So
I'm so emotional right now.
I'm sorry.
Sarah, this honestly for us is the fuel that keeps us going.
Yeah.
That hearing these stories, I mean, sometimes it's overwhelming for us to hear these stories of how, and you know, when we create this, it feels like it's something that's coming from a place that we don't even know.
Yes.
It's almost like something outside of us channeled, and to hear that it connects so well with people, it's for us really emotional and overwhelming.
It's really powerful. And I mean, I just love everything you're doing. We actually got a chance to work together this year. Yes. We actually partnered, and it was so funny because you asked me to kind of, would I be interested in coming up with some quotes that could be made into prints to hang on women's walls and remind them of like their worth and their beauty and just like these nice little things that would be like these cards, but my words on a wall. And I was like, cool, but I don't really have any quotes.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't even. I was like, all you are is powerful words. This is like,
I was like freaking out. But you went back and you freaking like, I don't even know what you did. You came back to me and you're like, here's all the things
Lindsay
you've said.
She did, because it was pretty amazing. Yeah.
Well, okay. So Sarah's like, you know what? I don't know. Like, here's a couple ideas. Here's some quotes from other people. I was like, well, I don't want quotes from other people. I want quotes from you. Because the second we found you, we fell in love with you. And you know what? It was Smash Tess.
Was it?
Yes.
Smash and Tess.
That introduced us.
Gosh, those rompers.
Yes. We should be wearing rompers right now.
Really? I almost did. I got mine out of the wash this morning and I was like,
Oh, I put on jeans for today. You guys should
be proud of me. I just wanted to make an effort. I put on some Spanx leggings, guys. That's about as much. We're in the pre-period bloat stage of life. I put on jeans this morning and I was like, no. Oh. And then I just took them off.
I put them on and I said no. And then I was too busy. So I kept them. But Smash Tess said, you know, you guys got to connect with Birds Papaya. And we looked you up. We were like, oh, my God, who is this?
Love her.
Who is this? And from the second we saw all of your posts, the captures, the captions, we were just in love like everyone is. Everyone is. And it's the power of your words. You represent this realness and this outlet. And you offer a safeness for women to be their true selves. Mm-hmm. And so when we were thinking of like how we wanted to launch our Love Powered Femme prints, we immediately thought of you. And so Sarah's saying, well, I don't have any quotes or I don't have any. And I started looking through her Instagram feed and I was like, every single one, I was pulling out like three different quotes that could inspire people.
She showed me a list of like 100. I'm like, girl, like I know. Can only launch like 5 prints.
You sent me, I think, a list of 30 and then we dwindled it down to like 5. But they were so cool and it was so lovely being able to launch that and getting to know you guys. It was so powerful. We donated my proceeds to a women's shelter, Women in Crisis, which was like so cool. I mean, I love what you guys are doing. There's a lot of layers to it. I don't think it's ending. You've done all of this so far, but here's the thing is everyone wants to be an entrepreneur, but I have 2 questions for you. 1, how the flip do you start? Mm-hmm. And 2, how the heck do you work with another woman? Like I say that with like so much love, but I just think it's a challenge and not something that everyone has figured out yet.
Yes. So I'll answer the first question. How do you start? I think that oftentimes as entrepreneurs, we just get stuck in analysis paralysis and it's like, okay, there's a million and one things to do. But where do I start? So I think the great thing, if I go back to our basement conversation over a bottle of wine with our little kids running around, we knew that this was going to be a movement. So we didn't want to just create a product. We wanted to create this powerful mission all about powering the next generation of mindful leaders. So that was kind of the overall vision that fueled us. And then we said, okay, great. Then we know the product is affirmations. So what the heck needs to happen to launch these affirmations? We need to create the words. We need to find a manufacturer. We need to design them. We need to launch them and bring them into market. We need a website. We need to manufacture. We need absolutely everything. And so rather than getting super overwhelmed with everything that needs to be done, we just broke it down and we split up the work. And the most important thing is we got to work, right? We actually took the action.
I'm bad at that part. Like the execution. This podcast was launching like last October, and I just like basically was like, okay, I'll do this. I'm so bad. Like so bad at the actual like activation of things, because it's like, how do you get over? Like, I guess you guys know, because it's all mindfulness and like positive affirmations, but that's a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to put your money and your family's money to work, or like investors' money. Like sometimes that's the case as well. Into work without like fully crippling yourself with like, what if this doesn't do anything? Like, how did you kind of get past that? You know, you're going through with it, but you have no idea what the result's going to be. You have no idea how it's going to be received. And you're also at the same time, you're launching this all over Canada, all over the, are you guys worldwide now?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're also seeding this, you're seeding products, you're having to like invest in it over and over and over again. Yes. How do you get past like that fear?
Yes, there was a lot of fear. And to be honest, there still is. I mean, there is like my side of the family, like we're all in. So we're doing Love Powered full time.
Amazing.
And it's amazing, but it's, you know, financially tight.
Yeah, 100%.
So it's tight. And Lindy's husband still has a corporate career, but he's all in too. So, I mean, we are working a lot.
Yeah.
I think it goes back to this trust, like this is going to work. There, you know, it's intention driven. It's consciously curated. There is purpose behind it. We're going to make it work. We invested each a large chunk of money from our savings.
Yep.
And we ran with it. And so it has been super scary. But the interesting thing is, when we did start, when we got into action, we just haven't questioned anything. We just kept going forward. We invested the money. We just keep moving forward. And I think that has been kind of our saving grace, as opposed to like sitting back being like, oh my gosh, what if it doesn't work? Then we would have just been stuck.
I forgot we both have to switch back.
Yes. And so sorry about that cord thing, guys.
So the other thing, we surrounded ourselves with people who were constantly positive about this for us. Mm-hmm. So they were lifting us up. They were approving of what we were doing. They were our cheerleaders. So when we were talking to people about our ideas, we weren't going to our negative friends who we knew were going to be like, that's not going to work. We would go to the people that we knew were going to say, you can do this. If anybody can do this, you girls can do this. Mm-hmm. And we found advisors. And in the beginning, we started pitching our idea. We had a keynote presentation, and we would go to the most successful entrepreneurs that we knew who had created very large businesses. And we said, this is our idea. And the way we started it was pretty powerful. My little 3-year-old's voice speaking affirmations in her sweet and beautiful little voice.
And you guys went for the heart.
We did. And it captured people within a second. So they said, oh, I might not understand this world. I might not understand what you're talking about in terms of mindfulness and affirmations, but I understand what that little voice just did to my heart. Mm-hmm. And I think you have something here. And so we talked to the people that continued to give us encouragement. So we always talk about that, surrounding yourself with positive people and positive ideas. The rest is noise. And I think that's what helped us to launch and to keep going.
And what about working with two women?
Oh, yeah. Tell me that.
Oh, well, you know what? I feel like it was just meant to be. Honestly, it sounds so crazy, but when Anna and I met, we met for maybe a minute and we were like, we should do a business together. What do you want to do? It was crazy. Oh, yeah. It was. And we have a lot of similarities, but also our strengths are very complementary. So the things that I do in our business are different than the things that Anna does, and they complement each other. And we realize that right away. So as Anna was talking about her confidence in business is like, I've never seen anybody like this.
Which is not my confidence in motherhood.
But you're getting there. but we're getting there through the help of our affirmations.
Is confidence in motherhood a thing? Like, have you met a confident mom? Because I feel like we're all just like drowning and handing each other life floats. Like,
but we don't talk about it.
But we should. Like, we're all like, I feel like the only people who act like they have it together are those who are projecting having it together as like a way to like hide how scary it all freaking is. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's just me. I'm just like, I've never had
it
together.
Not just you.
I don't know that I ever will. No. And I'm okay with that. Exactly. This is a journey.
100%
on it. My kids are sacrificed with me.
They're
like,
surviving.
It's fine. They're surviving. We're thriving on the little raft.
We are all surviving barely. Kind of like head above water.
You know what? There's no equation that says whether it's right or wrong. And I think that's what's always like been so cool about motherhood is like, you don't know if you're messing them up and you don't know if you're building them up. You don't know.
Well,
you
wait and see.
What's the final product? And when do we actually say there's a final product? Because could my mom look at me now and be like, you are a success. Yeah. I have done my job. I don't know. Like, I still have like wet laundry in the, like, that's probably moldy. Like, you know what
I
mean?
But you just
like,
put it on again. You just put the washing machine on one more time. Again.
But like, where's the measure of success? It's not there. No. There is no measure of success when it comes to humans and like mm-hmm. raising them. I think we all do our best mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, like your words are, they're love powered. We are love powered people. And that's what we're doing. So we're doing our freaking best. So it's funny that you say you don't have confidence in motherhood. Cause I'm like, I don't really think that's something that anybody has.
I know. Right. Does it exist? And at the end of the day, we're all just doing our best, like you say. And that's why we need to give everybody else a break and give ourselves a break at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So what were we talking about?
Working together.
Oh, yes.
That's really cool. So tell me, in all the business stuff, because I think it's really interesting for people, especially when they're starting small business. I was with a whole group of women that were entrepreneurs a few weeks back, and there was a lot of questions around like, well, how do I grow? How do I make this a thing? And you guys are, you know, still kind of a baby company. Mm-hmm. What have been your success points? What has worked for you being this small company with a pretty unique thing? Has it been Instagram? Has it been Facebook? Has it been a website? Where have you found your best investment and like return on investment has been?
You kind of named them in order. Okay. Instagram has been huge for us. We didn't know that when we launched. We had no idea. But Instagram, 85% of our sales come through Instagram.
Interesting. And that is that from seeding products to people with a larger following? Is it more, do you do sponsored posts? Like, I think everyone struggles in business how they should activate their money and how they should invest.
That's a great question. So social media ads, Facebook ads, Instagram ads are key. Those are key, but you need to either hire the right people or learn how to do it. So we started off, my husband and I actually studied how to do Facebook ads. So we took courses, we invested about 3 months of learning and we executed the ads for the first year. So we were running our own Facebook, Instagram ads, which we were like 3x. So 3x ROI on our investment, which was amazing.
That's amazing.
But then we realized, okay, what we know has now plateaued. So how do we up level? So we interviewed tons of agencies, digital marketing agencies, and we finally hired someone that we love last month. So you also need to be very aware of, you know, what can you do? What do you need to outsource?
Yeah.
So that was key. So I would say that was first. In January, we launched a big influencer strategy. So we teamed up with about 30 influencers in Canada, US, sent them free product. They shared, they loved the product.
Amazing.
So that was great for us. And then three, I would say, is we launched an affiliate program. So just our regular customers who love the product,
about it.
Who love it. It's an additional way for them to earn a side income.
Of course.
And they're already using the product. So that was
That's
a great
so time. Smart. And okay, I love all that because I think it's so frustrating, like especially when you're any type of like, I'm a brand who's like a person. So I always like, I can't imagine, like I always have stress with like, how do you stay relevant and how do you have this? And I mean, every single time I try and do things like that, it's a bunch of crap. It's like when I'm just my true self, that's always what works. You can't guess, like it's a guessing game and you almost can't even try and make the guesses in a place like this. And then there's also measurable success. So I think that it's really neat that you guys have like taken things that have worked and applied them. And like you said, like level up on it as well. But how do you deal with, you've come up with, you, I guess you have four lines of great products now. How do you deal with, you know, until everybody has these hands in the entire world, like you have not plateaued, but at the same time, are you recycling, like you're, you working and focusing on the products you have, or are you hoping to continue to launch products?
Oh, such a great question. Cause we're always talking about this.
Like, are you leveling
Lindy
up?
Lindy like, is the creative. So she's like, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this and this. And then, and her list is like pages of products that she wants to create.
I was going
to
say, cause like when you talk about these, like there's also pregnancy and postpartum. Yeah. Like, that's like a huge thing like that people are really struggling with or like kind of having to, that's where a lot of people start to tap into like mental awareness and stuff because it's one of the scarier times of things. There's also just like when you're ill or like dealing with chronic illness. Like I'm so curious of how you guys like come down to what you feel is going to work. You've already done, you have your kids, you've got your teens, you've got your fem line.
Right. What's There's next? Four men that want our product. Four.
Oh, really? Four. Oh, I thought you said four.
Four.
Like, four men. Like literally one, two, three, four.
Yeah, exactly. So Love Powered Gents is not going to launch anytime soon.
No.
It will one day.
day.
One day. So what we decided, and this was actually recently, we sat back and said, okay, what is the focus? And the focus is now revenue generating activities. We have three core products, which are the affirmations plus the prints. We've sold through 10,000 units. So that means 10,000 households, families have our product. That is nothing compared to the, 8 billion people in the world.
Yeah, it's so true.
This is our focus. Our focus is reaching more families with our core product line, which are the affirmations, before we do anything else and get distracted.
I think that's so smart, especially because, like, let's be real, men can read these too. Like, there's nothing against it. They can deal with flowers and stuff. They have to, like, get their gender
embrace
issues
the out pink of gents.
Yeah, they'll be fine. I think these are totally relatable. Like, I'm looking, can I just take a peek at some of your other cards? You know, we're talking about humility. So each one kind of talks about it being a power. So we have safety, we have humility.
Also, let's get you to like choose a card the way that we would do it. So Anna's gonna fan out the cards.
Okay.
All right, Anna's gonna fan out the cards.
They're
Sarah's
the prettiest cards,
get
by
a
the
feel
way.
For it. Oh, look at her, she just went for it.
Feel it.
That was it.
Wait, I have to do a thing?
No, you don't have to do
anything.
I have to, like, you can do it.
I'm
that's
like
what we
my
do
hands over.
That's
okay.
What we do.
All right.
So here
I
we
chose
go.
A different one than I did the first
okay.
time.
Okay. So what's your power, Sarah?
Guys, this is a good one. It's juicy. Sexiness is my power.
So true.
I am sexy. I am sensual. I am irresistible. I dance in my sexiness. I enjoy the natural pleasures of my body. I am sexy. Remember a time when you were in tune with your sexy goddess nature? How did you feel?
Yeah,
I
girl.
Love that.
Yes.
So good.
This is the card that you first reached.
What was the
at?
First one?
Oh.
Intuition. This one kills me. I always giggle when I get this one because it says on it, I clear my mind, I open my heart, and I trust my inner guidance. And every time anybody ever says clear your mind, I'm like, I wonder what that's like. I've been to so many yoga classes, and every time they're like, clear your mind, and I'm like, huh, I just wonder what that's like. And that's literally all I think about for the entire, like, 5 minutes of the Shavasana. It's like such a joke. Oh, I can't. It's so
Do you know
bad.
The best time that I cleared my mind? Have you guys been to a salt bath?
You have no, not. But I've heard so much about them. Are they legit?
So my husband brought me to a salt bath. Well, first of all, on my birthday, he said, I'm taking you somewhere and you need, what did he say? Oh, you can't have caffeine or wine after 3 p.m. And I was like, the only thing I could think was we were going to get a tattoo. And I was stressed because I was like, because you're not supposed to have caffeine before a tattoo, I think.
No, I think it's no caffeine, no Advil. I don't know. I'm totally lying. I don't know.
But I was like, oh my God, we're going to get a tattoo. And I don't know. I can't even plan it. We showed up and it was a salt bath place. And that is, I think, the first time I've ever had a, like, clear mind. I don't know. It was almost like this out-of-body experience. I was laying in the salt bath, and I almost woke up. I was like, was I asleep? Was I awake? I don't know what happened. Where was I? So if you want to clear your mind, you should go to one of these places.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll try that. I mean, that's exciting. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know where to go from here because you guys have given us so much information. So you guys actually live in different cities. Where do you actually centralize your business?
So I live in Burlington and Anna lives in Oakville. We're literally 15 minutes away.
Oh, it's
so
not that far.
No, we work at every coffee shop you could imagine. Okay.
So how did you make the decision to just, like, work at a coffee shops and stuff and not actually get, like, a place?
The decision is mostly the overhead of having a place, to be honest.
Yeah.
And when we launched, oh my gosh, thinking back, I did a full house reno top to bottom. I was displaced. Anna was all of a sudden got pregnant. She's going through pregnancy. We're launching this business. It was insane.
You're pregnant with two things.
Yes.
Pregnant with product and pregnant with a child. And morning sickness.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, but we did it, right? So that's the thing. Do not get stuck in overthinking. Just do, even if you're feeling sick or renovating a house or pregnant or whatever, just do it.
Do you feel like launching a business is kind of the same as, like, having a kid where there's no good time to do it?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
And you know what? And we just feel like we're solving problems every single day, like you do with your kids.
What is the most powerful thing that you've had anybody tell you, like, and share with you that has happened as a result of, like, the cards? Do you have a lot of those? You get a lot of follow-ups.
Yes. We get testimonials every single day. Oh my gosh. I can't think on the spot.
Do you find a lot of entrepreneur women end up looking up to you guys because of, like, what you're like? Because even in things like this, I feel like entrepreneur life, what I've learned from a lot of women that I've talked to is it's one of the most terrifying roller coasters that you're on because you're trying to, like, motivate yourself. And it's all about like self-motivation and self-activation. And at the same time, you're feeling like, what happens if I fail? And you know what? You talked about like being confident, like, and you talked about like just like exuding confidence in business. But when you're an entrepreneur, there's so much more to answer to. And then there's also like the, as a mom, there's the layers of guilt between like business and parenthood. And how do you like do those
things?
I think
that comes back. You were asking about doing business with another woman.
Yeah.
To be honest, I can't imagine doing this without another woman, without Anna in particular. We have synced up so well. We've become each other's other half. We're kind of like a husband and wife, wife and wife team, I guess. But all of those things are made easy because we have each other to bounce off our fears, bounce off our ideas.
I love that.
We bring each other back to the mission behind our product. So if we're having an off day, we'll remind each other, like, remember the nature of our business? Like, we need to get back on track, and we help each other get back on track. Because there are fears, of course, and it is a roller coaster. And you might have one day where we're like, sales are bumping, people are loving us. We're on Marilyn Dennis. We're on, you know,
Sarah's podcast. Whoa, I didn't even know that.
We're doing all these things. And then the next day, all of a sudden, like, what happened to the sales? Like, it's literally like up and down, and you question yourself. But if I was alone in that, I don't know how I would do it. Mm-hmm. We have each other. It makes it easier.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So how did you guys grow? Like, your social media has grown a lot, and it's actually really beautiful. It's a really nice security thing. But do you guys create your own content yourself, or do you outsource that? How do you manage that on top of everything else? Because that's like, it's becoming its own thing.
I mean, I could ask you the same thing. Yeah, I'm always like, Sarah is literally posting 20 pictures a day. How does
I know, I'm amazing. No.
You are.
Honestly, because I am myself. It's just me. So it's just, there's the things. And then, but you guys have, I think for me, I get to kind of like fly by, this is what I'm feeling today, or this is what I'm going through today, and then I get to post about it. When you're talking about like core products, it's not that it's regurgitated content, but like staying creative with that. And you're also like relying on others who are creating content for you as like influencers and stuff who have created them for you, but you've made it in such a way that it's kind of taken off on its own. You're like, what, close to 40,000 followers now? I mean, that's insane for 2 years. Like, that took me, I'm trying to even think. I think that was like year four for me as a person. So,
yeah, I mean, it is part of the struggle, but it's also my favorite part of all of this. Like, I have Anna to focus on sales. I have Anna that's on the back end doing all the operations and everything else. So when I'm doing the content and the creative and the photos and all of that stuff, I'm in my zone. And so I need to come up with stuff every day, but there's always so much happening in our world. And like, I can go on Instagram and read one of your posts and I'll be like, wow, that inspired me. I can read somebody else's post that inspired. I can listen to a clip of Brené Brown or Marianne Williamson. And it brings me back to the reason and the purpose behind all of this. And it'll give me ideas of what to create that day. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It comes to us.
Yeah. And we're also looking to position ourselves as the I am people, right?
Yeah.
So words are so important. And right now, like, when anyone thinks of affirmations, our goal intention is to for them to think of love powered. So we are the I am girls, right? And so that's everything we do. We tie it back to that. So again, having that clarity and knowing exactly what you're doing, like, you don't want to do too many things at once. Focus is key. And also defining our roles. That's been huge for us. And, you know, when Lindy's doing creative, I don't question it. When I'm doing an influencer campaign, you know, I might get her to look at the list that I'm reaching out to, but she doesn't question it. She trusts. So there's this underlying trust that we have for each other, which is key. Oh, I love you. Happy anniversary, by the way.
It actually is my anniversary.
It's your anniversary? Yeah. Oh my God.
11 years of marriage. No. My husband and I. Yes.
That's amazing. No, the reason I bring up like working with women is because I feel like traditionally we have been raised in an environment where there is typically men at the top. So women have become entrepreneurs on their own, or they're working for that one place at the top. And we have this, whether we see it or not, it's this undertow of like competitiveness with each other. And I don't know why it's there, because we're actually the people that are lifting each other up and are the most valuable for each other and the most relatable in terms of like what we're capable of doing. But we see it time and time again where we see relationships fall apart because it just got too much, or like somebody struggled with that. So that's why I really like to kind of talk about it and just kind of break down a lot of the walls that have happened between women and careers and the workplace, because I think I heard a number that there's like 87% of entrepreneurs are like women. And that's crazy, because like women are literally going out on their own, but we're tribe people. Like we need each other.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just find it so magical that you guys have like found such a cosmic reaction to each other and been able to apply it into something that is literally changing not only your own lives, but the lives of like children and teens and so many others. And I don't know, like, did you think it would actually work this well? Like, did you ever question it?
I think we had a big vision, but I don't know. It's interesting. It's like it's happening and we're just so grateful. Yeah. But I do want to add to your previous point, like communication is key. Yeah. I mean, we're still human. We're hormonal. We're women.
Oh, I so agree. I swear that's the only reason my best friend and I have worked out, because if we're both strong personalities, like, but good personalities, but we have like we're strong at the same time. I think we're both strong women. But like, if we disagree on something, we just talk about it. Or if something happens that we accidentally hurt the other person, like, we know we didn't mean to, we like to say it and it always works out. You know what? Like, there's communication is so, so important.
Yeah. I was going to say communication for me, like growing up in a household that didn't communicate very well. So that has been hard for me.
Yeah.
But so key. And my husband is so amazing. Like, he has taught me how to communicate. And so I am applying that to, you know, our friendship and our partnership, because it's key. You know, things could end so quickly if you don't talk.
And how did your family, you were saying you were raised in an environment that was very success driven, very career and corporate driven. How have they reacted to you kind of going out on this branch where it is still kind of those things, but it's a whole lot more and it's a totally different beast?
Oh, that's the thing, right? There's, it's those expectations. I've always felt this, like, I don't know, this like huge burden, not burden in a negative way, but this whole responsibility of being successful, right? And so entrepreneurship wasn't necessarily where my dad thought I was going to go after paying for my Richard Ivey School of Business education, you know? So, and there have been ups and downs in my entrepreneurial career, and I'm not, quote unquote, killing it yet. Like, we're doing a lot of good in the world, but financially it's been tough.
That's okay.
It's a startup.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Startups are the coolest, and everyone wants to work at a startup because there's a magic to them. There isn't, like, I find it's funny whenever people talk about startups. I haven't really worked in the career world too much, but when people talk about startups, a lot of people will leave the big corporations to work for those because there is a magic to them. Yes. There's an excitement and an energy around stuff. They haven't figured everything out yet, which means all cards are on the table. Everybody gets a voice. There is so much like change and excitement and like usually beers in the office. Like, there's a lot of like really cool things about startups. So it's funny because like, even in the corporate world, they're still kind of glamorized. Like, corporations are really cool, but I think startups are still kind of like the heart of it all.
Yeah.
And I think that that's so cool that you guys have done that. Will you expand? Like, will you ever? Like you said you've hired like an agent and stuff like that, but will you ever like, do you envision that?
Is that a manifesting thing? We have envisioned the coolest office with affirmations on the walls, and Lindy's going to decorate it.
We totally envision.
We envision too, like every time it's an employee's birthday, they get the day off, they go to the spa, we're going to pay for everything. We're thinking of all the amazing things we're going to do.
We'll want to work.
Everybody's going to want to work with us.
No kidding. You need some like our interns, like you can still do that, right?
So we have, it's funny, we are still the two of us, our husbands are helping. We've outsourced agencies and different, we've had interns, but we still have a team of people that when we get together, that's another thing that keeps us going and keeps us fueled and keeps us content driven, is the energy of the people that we associate with is so awesome. And it sparks this magic, I would say.
That's amazing. So your biggest advice is, what was that one you said? Like, don't have something paralysis.
Oh, analysis paralysis. Just do it.
Like, just going after
it. Just go. Just go. And you know what? You still have to, you will, no matter what, have to solve problems along the way. Like Marie Forleo says, everything is figure outable. So just do it and then fix shit.
Oh my gosh. Anna is the one, what does they say? Like, ready, fire, aim. That is Anna. She's like, let's go. And I'm like, wait, what about the details? Like,
Lindy will solve the problems after I mess them up.
That's actually so true. Even like knowing you guys like through email chains, like the one sends something and then there's like a really detailed follow-up that comes and I'm like, it's literally both of you. And it's so funny. I'm the short one. But I love that. You guys are actually amazing, because even yesterday you sent me like a see you tomorrow. And I was like, it's so funny because they know how flighty I am that they're like, please don't have forgotten our meeting, which I love, because I was like, don't worry, I got this. It's actually in my calendar. I didn't forget at all.
know, us again. We'll see you tomorrow.
So smart. The way you run business is like amazing because you're so kind and so positive, but you're like after it. Like I'm always so impressed like how after you are. Like I have never had to send like a follow-up email like, hey, just like checking in, when like that's all I get anymore. My whole email box. It's just disaster.
Well, we feel the same about you. There's nobody that I send messages to who responds right away.
I have like a 5-second policy or a 1-week policy. That's right. Like how it is. Okay. Like if I'm there, I'm replying. And the problem is I open emails. I've actually been doing it in my sleep. Oh. I've been opening emails in my sleep. And then I think that like I probably just have like insomnia and I wake up and I check my emails and it's in like my head I think thing. I replied to it and then it's marked red. So then the next day when I'm going through my emails I don't see it.
Yeah.
And then like I get those new like Google alerts that's like 5 days later and I'm like, what is this? Like when did that come through? Like missed opportunities are literally because of myself. Like it's totally okay. But then I think it's just a blessing and maybe that's just like how it was meant to be.
It's totally meant to be. Fate,
man. But we're still manifesting Disney. Guys, thank you.
And Oprah.
Yes.
Let's take a deep breath on that one. Let's all manifest Oprah.
Okay, we're manifesting.
Clear your mind,
Oprah.
Sarah.
No, I can't do it. It's literally impossible.
Sarah, I can do it.
You can do
it.
I can do it.
I was like, I will, girl. Come on.
All right, I'm going to go take a salt bath and we'll figure that out. Guys, thank you so much. I hope everyone, let's take a second and tell everyone where they can find you.
Thank you. LovePoweredCo.com and Instagram, Facebook, LovePoweredCo.
Amazing. I hope everyone gets a chance to get to know you guys, get to know these cards, get to know what you're doing in the world, because it's a small investment for such a life-changing thing that happens when you start applying simple words and affirmations. I called it awareness. You guys call it mindfulness. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is that you want to call it, it's so game-changing. Something just crashed on my stairs. That's fine. We're wrapping up. I'll find it later. It's probably something.
The dog's right there.
Oh gosh, I try and do one podcast and my whole life falls apart. It's fine. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, Love Power Co. I'll make sure that I link to everything as well so you guys get a chance to get to know these ladies and just be inspired. Take a moment to believe in yourself. Believe in the words that are being said on these cards because they're not made of nothing. We are all these things. We all have the ability to believe this of ourselves and find our worth in like these simple moments, and it can really change your day, especially if you take a moment in the morning. I mean, it takes 30 seconds to read through your card, take another 30 seconds or so to reflect on it, and just move forward with those thoughts being like the first start of your day. Thank you to you both.
Thank you.
I love you so much. You also brought me cupcakes, so thanks.
Yes.
Well, friends, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. For more information on this episode, check out the show notes or find us on Instagram at The Papaya Podcast. And if you loved what you just listened to or know somebody who would, please share it. Simply screenshot today's episode in the podcast app and share it to your Instagram stories. And don't forget to tag us. Last but not least, if you'd like to lend your personal support to the podcast, take a moment and leave a review on iTunes. We would be oh so grateful. Tune in next week for a fresh new episode of the Papaya Podcast, and we'll see you then.